The movies Being John Malkovich and Adaptation brought Charlie Kaufman a reputation as one of Hollywood's cleverest screenwriters. Some have said Kaufman's films are all head and no heart, but Bob Mondello says that should change with his new film, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Joel Barish is shy, scruffy, and withdrawn, as played by Jim Carrey, so it's nice that Kate Winslet's Clementine is so forward. She not only strikes up a conversation, but seems completely comfortable filling all the gaps in it herself.
My embarrassing admission is I really like that you're nice right now. I mean, I can't tell from one moment to the next what I'm going to like, but right now, I'm glad you are.
It's Valentine's Day, and before long, Joel has fallen hopelessly in love, which makes what happens a few months later seem decidedly odd. Joel and Clementine have hit a rough patch in their relationship, so he goes to see her at the bookstore where she works, hoping to make things better, and she simply doesn't recognize him at all. Turns out she's undergone a memory erase process. Joel goes to her doctor, thinking maybe he wants to do that himself.
Start with your most recent memories and work backwards from there, more or less. There's an emotional core to each of our memories, and when you eradicate that core, it starts its degradation process. And by the time you wake up in the morning, all the memories we targeted would have withered and disappeared, as in a dream upon waking.
Is there any risk of brain damage?
Well, technically speaking, the procedure is brain damage. But it's on a par with a night of heavy drinking.
The process involves brain scans and technicians taking you back through the memories as they erase them, which allows director Michel Gondry to play with some nifty effects. That bookstore, for instance, as Joel re-experiences Clementine not recognizing him, the books on the shelves start to degrade, the words on the covers disappear, the covers turn white, and then the shelves themselves evaporate until finally the whole memory is no more, at which point the technicians move to an earlier one. This is fine for the romantic breakup part, but as the process works back to happier times and Joel learns to interact with Clementine in his memories, he starts to have second thoughts about what he's doing.
Well, cancel it then.
What the hell are you talking about? I can't just cancel it. I'm asleep.
Wake yourself up!
Okay, you want me to wake you? Okay, great.
All right. Okay, here we go. Let's make you happy if I try?
Yeah.
I'll try really hard. Here we go. That was a great idea. Here. Okay. Well, that's working like gangbusters.
Actually, it's working better than he thinks. Soon the technicians are realizing he's hiding memories so they won't find them, and, well, I'm describing the essentially indescribable here. Suffice it to say that Charlie Kaufman's script qualifies as mind-blowing in pretty much any sense you'd care to use the term. Gondry's terrific, mostly low-tech visuals make the story huge fun to puzzle out, and because so much of it hinges on the mechanics of how we romanticize romance, the film is emotionally rich in ways that sneak up on you even as you're laughing. Hard to say whether this is the trickiest head trip since Memento or the smartest romantic comedy maybe ever, but either way, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind will definitely lodge in your memory, and you're not going to want to shake it. I'm Bob Mondello.